They can be playful, intelligent, and yes, vocal, making a noise like a barking dog. These are the sounds of California sea lions. Some also consider them to be a nuisance because they love to hang out on docks and beaches and gobble up squid, clams, and fish, including endangered species like salmon. No matter what you think about sea lions, a new study shows efforts to protect the once threatened species over the decades has worked, and they've made a huge comeback. But they may now also face a new threat from global warming. In 1975, sea lions were included in the Federal Marine Mammal Protection Act. Their population had dropped from the hundreds of thousands to around 90,000. They faced issues ranging from DDT pollution in the ocean to poaching and getting entangled in fishing gear. The goal of the protections was to get the numbers back to what's known as the optimum sustainable population, a level that the environment can support. Researchers say their new study shows they've hit the target.
In our case, that was from 183,000 to 275,000 animals. So the goal of the Marine Mammal Protection Act would be to keep the California sea lion population between those numbers. And in 2014, our estimate of the population was 257,000. So that's why we stated that the population has essentially recovered.
But NOAA wildlife biologist Sharon Millen says the study, which is based on the sea lion census of the years up to 2014, has also highlighted a problem which could impact the population's growth.
We also found that although the population is doing very well and it's been growing really strong at about 7% a year, it's not without its momentary declines. If we looked at the population growth relative to changes in sea surface temperature, we found that it actually would decline with a 1 degree increase in sea surface temperature. The growth rate would decline by 7%.
Millen says it would only take an ongoing 2 degree shift upwards in water temperature to cause a decline in the sea lion population. Researchers say, unfortunately, they have noted warmer temperatures along much of the sea lion's habitat from the coast of central Mexico to Alaska.
Beginning in the fall of 2013, warm temperature anomalies started to develop in the Gulf of Alaska. By the spring of 2014, we saw development of very warm temperatures along the coast of Baja and Southern California, and those persisted all the way through the early part of 2016 with extraordinary temperatures off of the Southern California coastline and around the main sea lion breeding areas with temperatures between 1 and 3.5 degrees centigrade above the long-term averages.
Nate Mantua is a climatologist with NOAA. He says even though we've seen La Nina-type conditions out of the Pacific, which usually means cooler ocean temperatures, the numbers have actually been warmer than average since October. Could this be an impact of global warming?
What we see are large year-to-year variations, with the period 2014 to 2016 being the largest three-year warm period that's in about a 120-year historical record. We think that the long-term global warming is making these kind of warm extremes more likely.
While the study shows the sea lion population has rebounded, which is a goal of the Marine Mammal Protection Act, NOAA officials admit not everyone is thrilled.
It also comes with some significant challenges and lots of controversy and conflict. Conflict between humans and sea lions on access to beaches, on access to marinas and boats and private property, and damage to predation on recreational and commercial fisheries and interactions with those fishermen, to competition with other marine species.
The results of the new study have been published in the scientific publication Journal of Wildlife Management. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.